Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Jason Bateman is back in the studio tonight.
Hi, man.
Good to see you, Jason.
It's good to be seen and be heard by your wonderful listeners.
Jason has a very good aura to him, good presence. Seems like a good guy.
It's pills, and that's what I want to talk to you guys about.
Well, no,
Drew,
that's
Drew
what
specifically.
I meant. That's what I meant.
I've got a good cocktail going tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly aspirin and some of the stale coffee you have here at the station. Oh. These are okay things to take, yes?
Of course.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, well then.
Yeah, we do it every night here.
Yeah. Congratulations on Arrested Development, by the way, because the last time you were here, you and Will Arnett were here from Arrested Development, wasn't any big whoop.
When did it get started, the show?
That would be last season. So a year ago this month, we premiered.
So you're right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you must have been here between then and now.
Nope.
Lauren, look into that, please. It's got to be.
I looked into it last time you guys were talking. It was October 28th was the last time.
I know,
time
we got that.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Drew refuses to believe. And here's the problem. I got to tell you something, Drew, when you try to gaslight me that way. Drew does no drugs. He smokes no pot. He doesn't have a drinking problem.
I love how you separate that from the drug category. He doesn't do any drugs, and he doesn't smoke any pot. That counts as a drug,
okay.
Adam.
Okay, he
but
does.
It's just highlighting
he does
how
no
much
drugs.
I'm aversive to
he's
drugs.
Not
he doesn't even
he's
smoke
not had
pot.
The head trauma that I've suffered over the years. He does none of these things. So, of course, when I say, I don't think those guys have been in for a year or so, and Drew goes, oh, I guarantee they've been in the last 4 months. Who do you think is right? Who are you going to go with? Who's the smart money on?
The guy who drinks a bong water.
That's
every
right.
Every time is going to be a little bit smarter.
And I question myself. I really do. And you make me question myself.
Annoying.
And let me tell you something, Drew. As a performer, that's all I have. That's all I have. Jason, back me up. When you go out on that stage, it's the blowhardiest thing to do. When I go out there, the only thing I bring with me is my confidence.
Right. And yeah. But it is wafer thin.
Thank you. You don't have like a leather man or anything? So? Nothing else? Not even like a standard ratchet set or metric? Nothing?
Only thing.
You're just going out there with your confidence. That's all you bring out there. Interesting. That's all I have. And as a performer, I like that one too. Let me explain.
The confusing part, though, in Drew's defense is that we did do a little too much show last time. We did do two shows worth of material.
You've been
it
here
was
twice.
Packed.
Had we met Will before the last time he was in?
No. I'll tell you what it was. It was a bouillon cube of show.
Yes.
You understand? If we added a cup of hot water to it, we could have fed a whole army. Yeah. Yeah.
And
we're gonna
even it out now because sweet little Will Arnett is a little under the weather today. So it's just me.
How did we know he was an announcer? You started with that hack thing right away.
I started talking to him about I was reading what he was the voice of Dodge.
Yeah, he's a big voiceover. No, it's actually GMC.
Now he's like
GMC.
I hear him all the time. This week on the OC.
Well,
that's
not him, you idiot.
Isn't that him?
He's trying to get the gig. No, he is. He's GMC Trucks. He's professional grade engineering.
Right.
It's not more than you need, just more than you're used to.
Right.
See, that's I can't do it. I still got a cheesy sitcom voice. But he, my God, does he have pipes?
Yeah, he does.
I saw him on Friend or something.
Yeah.
Will and Grace.
Will and Grace. Getting his gay on.
Yeah.
Very convincing.
Yeah. I look at it as he plays a good straight guy because I look at him as gay most of the time and then he plays a role of a straight man.
Adam,
I see
you're
him
not
in
far
here.
Off.
Right. I know him now.
I mean, he's married to that Amy Poehler girl, but she's a beard.
Yeah.
Who are you kidding?
All right. Shall we rock on here?
Yeah.
And by the way, 5 Emmys. The darling of the Emmys. That
was quite a shock, but it doesn't mean poop unless you nice, pleasant listeners tune in and keep us all employed.
Mm. It's got to mean something to Fox, though, if the show is that highly regarded or that critically regarded.
Well, yes, they over there at Fox have some programming over there that is less than Emmy material, shall we say.
Who wants to rate my wife?
That stuff. So you would think that they would like to balance out their programming schedule with something that is a bit more Emmy-ish,
one,
if that's
one
a
would
word.
Think, yeah.
So hopefully that's what's getting us to sleep at night as we pull in our low ratings.
And obviously the Emmys, the multiple Emmys, including Best Comedy Series, must have given a bump to the ratings, right?
A bit. We premiered last week for the first time since the Emmys, and they put us in a new time slot, which is after The Simpsons. So we did do better than we did last year, but still not good enough. We need to come up still more, but we're building.
I forgot the fact, like, you know, you see the Emmys 4 months ago or right. whenever it was, and you're like, oh my God, it's going to give a great boost to the show. But then you strike 4 months later. You strike while the iron's sort of warm, well, but not that, really hot.
They had that baseball stuff on.
Yeah.
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 Which I enjoy, but
no,
wasn't good for the business.
I do too, but not great for everyone in their sitcoms. All right. You ready to rock here, Drew?
I'm ready.
Jason, by the way, I got to say this about Jason. It's nice to see good things happen to good people. I was just sort of looking at Jason's resume. Jason, career-wise, probably got out of the gate pretty good. And then somewhere around, somewhere between, and I wouldn't say the home stretch, but after the first corner, maybe.
Where I probably should have called Drew. But here I am. Haven't had a drop since Christmas, Drew.
Good.
Really?
Dr. Drew.
Wow.
And things are much better. Highly recommend that to you listeners out there. There's a lot to be said for the early hours of the morning.
Oh, really? Yeah. Giving up the booze and getting up in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't mean staying up till the wee hours of the morning. I mean getting up for the wee hours of the morning.
Yeah, that's
very
one.
Nice.
All right, Drew.
Mm.
You're looking at Jason's resume?
Mm-hmm.
It's quite plentiful,
impressive.
Isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Jim?
Yes.
You're 21?
Yes.
What's up?
I've been dating my girlfriend for just under 5 years, and she's been on birth control for 3 of those years. And the first 2 years we were together, we were having sex like 2-3 times a week, you know, pretty average. But a couple months after she started taking the birth control, we have sex like maybe 2-3 times a month.
Mm-hmm.
And, so you're equating it, you are blaming it, so to speak, on the birth control pill, right?
I think so. She's put on some weight, too.
Does she report that her sex drive is down since she's been on the pill?
Report.
No, does she, she doesn't say that.
She's got a fedora with the press thing written on it.
Clipboard.
Hold the presses, folks.
No, does she say to you when you complain about this?
Talk into the microphone like that?
Does she say that
yeah.
she
well,
thinks...
I don't necessarily complain about it. You know, I just ask her. I say, well, you know, what's wrong? You know, or it was okay. And she's like, no, I don't feel like it, that type of thing. And I'm wondering if it's the pill or if it's the fact
it could
that
be. It could be the pill, or it could be the fact
made her put weight on.
No, or it could be the fact that you're 21. You've been in a relationship since you were 16
years, and
things
oh
wind
my
down.
God.
Yes,
that is all your sexual sexual career has been spent at one firm. You know what I mean?
Very tactfully put.
Yes, the firm of
the Japanese model.
Yes, chubby and husky. Now, listen, Jim, I don't think it's... look, I don't know, Jason, where were you at 16? Did you get hooked up with somebody?
I was in the same situation,
them?
Yes. I had
5 years?
I had an 8-year relationship from the age of 17 on.
Oh, yeah, my God.
25. And,
stunting growth.
Yeah, it does get a bit quiet.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was the pill.
Right.
Yeah, there's a change there. You know, people do a lot of changing in those years, and perhaps what happened with me is happening with you, caller. Maybe you guys have become brother-sister, and there's not a whole lot of sexual attraction between siblings, or at least
that
the ones
and
I know.
Or she sort of was winding down and gets angry, resentful, and stuck.
Mm.
And 21, things are supposed to kind of wind down.
You should, though, I know it sounds brutal, but if you've been in a relationship since 16 and you're now 21, you should almost be forced to break up by the government.
True,
because in another 18 months, you're going to get married.
And that's a mistake.
And that is a mistake.
Exactly.
What do you think of that?
You think that's a mistake, huh?
Yeah.
I do. No matter how great the person is, the idea that you're marrying the person you're in the 10th
grade
with is not a great plan.
No, it's not good.
Unless she's, you know, really hot.
Those end up being relationships where people cheat and there's chaos.
Yeah, I mean, if you were like, you know, you get like banging Nicolette Sheridan when you're 16 like Leif Garrett was. You hang on with both hands. You never let go. Never. I swear to Christ, I was looking through one of those like magazines, I don't know, like People, Us People, You People, or whatever, and there's a picture of like 17-year-old Nicolette Sheridan with like 15-year-old Leif Garrett, and I wanted to build a time machine and go back and strangle it. I was like, you son of a bitch.
The troubling part is
believe
that
you guys were living together.
The troubling part is that he was actually hotter than her at that time.
I know. It would have done him first and then got to her.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, either one.
It's sad what's going on with that caller, though, because that's a tough relationship to get out of.
Right. That's why they're in it.
It's heartbreaking. Stuck.
Heartbreaking. It feels like a family member or something.
Right. So now they're on life support, essentially, and they're in a holding pattern and whatever other cliche, and no one's going anywhere.
Yeah.
All right. I say you extricate yourself. Yes?
Move.
All right. Oh, move. Yeah. All right. Dell?
Yeah.
You're 20?
I am.
What's happening, Dell?
Well, basically, I met this girl that I was, I just met her, and I have started, last month.
Talking about weaving a yarn. And by the way, do you think something else is coming when you set things up that way? I met this girl that I, dirigible? No, I just met her. Like, you expect something exciting to jump in, right? Because you laid it out?
Don't give us the wrong idea.
All right. You just met her.
Might have been on a cruise.
What's up, Dell? You're lucky I like your name, buddy.
Oh, really?
Okay. Not enough Dells out there.
Okay.
What the hell's Dell even short for now?
It's short for Del Yo.
Yeah, but what is everyone else named Dell short for?
Delvin.
Delbert.
Delbert.
Deltron. I don't know.
Delaware.
Okay.
Anyway.
And by the way, you can't just make up things to start with Dell.
Right, well.
Dell Computers. Yeah, Del Monte. No, I think Delbert would be what Dell would be.
All right, Dell, here we go.
Okay,
right,
here we go.
What's
break
up
it
with
down,
the girl,
buddy.
So
let's
I
go.
Cut
let's
myself.
Get it on now.
Huh?
I cut myself.
Yeah.
And obviously that's not such the great habit. And she I'm not too cautious. I don't really care about hiding them. Mm-hmm. So people will notice, and obviously she did, and she questioned me about it. And it turns out that she had been or used to from sometime when she was in high school or whatever, she used to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. So it turns out that we both cut each other. Well, not each other. No, sorry. We cut ourselves.
Really?
And so
I'm
now
gonna
we're
go out on a limb. I'm going to hold on a second, Dell. I'm going out on a limb here and say you're the first guy named Dell who has a self-mutilation problem. Never, because Dell's your dad's friend.
Yeah.
Who's sells insurance and
Mr. Tate's
enjoys watching billiards on ESPN 5.
From my understanding, it's mainly a female thing too.
They're guys that do the cutting on themselves.
Yeah, you're right though. It does tend to be more women than men, but men do it. It's just
a little therapy.
Well, quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I think of it as something that people use as a way of trying to manage feelings. They have deficiencies in their ability to regulate their feelings. They feel overwhelmed, and this sort of helps them master some awful feelings, and it's usually an abuse survivors.
For me, it was, I was telling myself it was a test of willpower at first.
Yeah.
And then obviously...
Anything you're thinking while you're doing something crazy,
the thoughts
don't count.
The first two times I can do it, so...
I understand, but the thinking you're having are really sort of epiphenomena. They're artifacts.
Yeah.
The fact is you're doing something irrational, and you're trying to make sense of it.
Yeah.
The irrational part's what's driving the behavior.
What'd your parents do to you besides name you Delphonic or what the hell they call you? That's abuse. Delio?
Yeah, it's my dad's godfather's name.
Okay, that's abuse right there. You know what I'm saying?
It's certainly abandonment.
Well, you like it, but society is gonna take it out on you. They don't need any Delio.
Most people don't seem to mind.
Well, you're calling from a very progressive San Francisco. If you move out to Riverside or Lompoc or something, you're gonna.
That's where my dad lives, actually, Lompoc.
Well, there you go.
So Dell, what's the problem? I'm just wondering if
me seeing her, we're trying to help each other stop. We've created this system that whenever we feel like we want to do it, we just call each other, and that way we try and talk. Say she wants to cut herself, she'll call me up and say, "I really want to cut myself," or whatever.
And I'll just so say, far.
"Don't do it." It's so far so good. Neither of us have done anything.
My concern is that you're both sort of fragile and early in this game, and it's kind of like two alcoholics early in sobriety. trying to support somebody, each other through staying abstinent, mm-hmm. you end up sort of being a life preserver for one another and kind of both going down more often than not.
All right. A little therapy for your dad living in Lompoc or Lompoc. By the way, when there's no one can figure out how to pronounce your city name, that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially when it's less than five letters or less.
Yeah. Unless con and can. That's the only exception I'm going to make. Jason Bateman in studio tonight. What a trooper. He's sick.
Yeah, he came in anyway.
Coughing into a sweater. Yeah. Not like that Will Arnett. Weak-willed Will, they call him. Weak-willed, they call him.
You used to call him Pussy Will, for sure.
Yeah, Pussy That's, Willow.
We're going to have to bleep that.
Yeah. Yes, we are. Yeah, Will Arnett did not see fit to make it in. Well, maybe the success of the Arrested Development went to his head. Zach? 16.
Yep.
What's up, champ?
I wanted to know how you did on the Celebrity Poker Showdown.
Well, I didn't do very well.
That's one I did, too?
I don't know.
We were over in Commerce?
Oh, no, that was something else. This is some other show on... Do you want to check him for TB? You may have tuberculosis.
I'm thinking lung cancer.
We have a smoke break coming up, right?
Either way. Zach, I went all in about
You can't tell, Adam, unless it's aired yet.
I think maybe it has. I think it has. I didn't see it, but I think
they
it has.
They will sue you.
Did it air, Zach?
No, it comes out Tuesday.
What? What?
It comes out on the air, it comes out Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
I saw a commercial for it.
Oh, you saw a commercial? Oh, so it hasn't aired yet.
No, but you didn't look too happy on the commercial.
Well, okay. Let me just say something. Celebrities are such a pain in the ass. Mm-hmm. It's really, they're horrible people. They call me and say, you want to come down and play some cards? I have some blackjack. I say, fine, that's great. I'm sitting in between people that worked with a coach.
Yes,
and
that's annoying.
Who, by the way, freely admit it. Go ahead and do all the work you want. Read the Poker for Dummies. Play some fake hands in your garage all week long in preparation. Don't spout off about, well, my coach told me. You sound like a blowhard when you do that.
Will Arnett and I did one for that Bravo thing. And
they must have come to his house, so.
Well, oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
Will doesn't leave.
So we were doing it with Jenny Garth and her guy, Peter Facinelli. And... Mm-hmm. They hired a poker tutor and actually brought him into the venue.
What's wrong with celebrities?
He was flashing. They had it all worked out. He was flashing them hand signs all the way through it. And we had to have him escorted out. I mean, it was disgusting.
It's the craziest thing in the world. I've done a handful of, celebrity whatever, car races, softball games, poker, whatever. And they're so brutally serious that it sort of borders on obnoxious because you're supposed to be raising money for charity and it's supposed to be a good time. And all of a sudden, everyone gets their game face on. It gets really weird about everything. And I'm laughing it up. I'm having a good time. Here's my whole thing about playing for charity. If I make money, fine. If I don't, they'll make it. They're not going under.
Yeah, you got the $5,000 parachute or whatever.
Yeah, you got the whatever. You know, you could give them $25,000, but they're at least going to get like $2,500 or $5,000 or whatever. Right. And fine, that's more than they had before you played the tournament. Let's have a cocktail and enjoy ourselves, everybody. Everyone's freaking out, really serious. And I find it obnoxious when people get really serious about non-serious stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is. I don't know. It rubs me the wrong way. But to see the guys get their game face on for nonsense.
It's sophomoric. It's immature. It's like we're back in high school.
And you can't
differentiate between serious and not serious.
How insecure are you that you have to beat a couple of C-list celebrities in a game of chance?
Yeah.
What's going on?
We're a very insecure bunch. It's not a good group to hang with.
Man.
That's why I'm in here with you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Will's not.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, Will's out bumping elbows with somebody down at the Celebrity Center.
Yeah. I got to swing by that Celebrity Center.
One of these days.
Get over there. Yeah. It's all the celebs hanging out. Eddie.
Yeah.
25?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. What's going on? So I guess the poker celebrity thing I did didn't air. I thought it aired and I just missed it. Go ahead, Eddie.
The other one that we both did, that one just disappeared.
Well, that one in City of Commerce?
Yeah, yeah.
I think we both got tossed out so early.
Nobody's on.
Drew and I, here's the other thing, too. Like, we did one of these things, like, in the City of Commerce. 7,000 people sat down to play poker for 2,200 hours. And Drew and I are the same way, which is after about 3 or 4 hours of card playing, I'm ready to go home.
Yeah, you're good.
Here's the deal.
Traffic's picking up.
I think we're all probably the same way in that if I make it into the last five, I'll stay.
Yeah.
But I've sized up the competition. I've just taken a look at the numbers. And by the way, I'm a Corolla. I'm cursed. It's not like I'm going to get good cards. I may make it to the top 400 people. That's going to get me home about
8 o'clock.
About 8:30, yeah. 9 at night. I'm going to be fighting traffic all day. I'm going all in. I'm getting out of here. It's 2:30. I'm going to miss the traffic. Kimmel doesn't know where I am. I'm going to go home, beat off, and watch a little TiVo. Call the day. Screw the charity. So Drew does the same thing. So we're like
excluding the TiVo and the beat off.
Right.
Yeah. Right. In that order. Yeah. Right. Different order.
A different order.
Beats off two TiVo.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. The point is, we're going all in on every hand trying to get the hell out of there now. Everyone else is freaking out. Like, what's going on? What are you doing? It's like, I'm trying to get out of here. Well, you're going to lose. Well, I'm going to lose in 5 hours anyway. If I lose now, I miss traffic. Oh my God. And then, when we left, it was like the walk of shame. It's like, sorry, buddy. Are you cool? Or should we talk? Or there's counselors out in the hall. You can talk to a guy wearing reflective sunglasses and a weird cowboy hat with the big chunks of turquoise around. He's a poker counselor. You need to talk to him if you need to talk you down. And we're like, no, we're cool. We had fun. We're ready to go home. Wow, you're really keeping a stiff upper lip. It's like, why do you guys have to win so badly? What goes on with that, with celebrities? Do you think the competition is one of the things that drew them to it in the first place, or is that in the personality?
It's in the personality.
So it's like they're 10-year-old, 10, right? Yeah.
Do you remember 10-year-olds couldn't lose?
Right.
They were not fun to be around.
It's called Arrested Development.
Ooh.
And speaking of which,
there's
a great show on. No.
Yeah, Fox, everybody.
Yeah, no, we're all retarded. Actors, celebrities. Celebrities are worse than actors. Actors are just wannabe celebrities.
Right.
Well, how about radio guys?
Yeah, no, well, no, radio guys.
That's like laughable.
No, but radio guys are just idiots. They're not full of themselves. They're just.
Speak for yourself.
They just have, you know, hygiene problems and self-esteem problems. They're not like celebrities.
Right.
All right, let's take ourselves a little break. Jason Bateman, Trooper Jason Bateman.
Yeah, this is hard work. This is hammering nails.
Well, evidently it is for Will Arnett, that is. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
A rapist.
Hey, everybody, it's the Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jason Bateman, Trooper.
Hi.
Jason Bateman in studio tonight. Success has not changed, Jason. He was an ass before Arrested Development.
Remains one now.
Came around. He remains one today. And if I know Jason a year from now when he comes in.
Still an ass.
I just don't smell like one anymore.
That's right. Yeah. God bless Jason Bateman. Oh,
you can't smell your own ass.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Everyone knows.
I'll show you during the next break.
That's my favorite. Dog can't smell his own ass. Really? Spending 20 minutes sniffing it. You think he's looking for something that's not there? I would have walked away after 10. I got nothing. I think he smells it. Oh, yes. He wouldn't spend so much time hovering over it. I like that move, though. I like the foot move after the dog.
The back legs?
I do. I like to start incorporating that into my own BM session, where I just legs, feet slide on the tile. Wife having to explain other people's instinct.
I have a friend who uses the lid as a backrest while he evacuates his bowels.
And then it pushes back.
Yeah, he leans back as if he's in like a Barca lounger, and he's a front wiper, too.
That's weird.
Oh, yeah. Front wiper. Oh.
Yeah, like a woman wipes herself. That's how he does after he's done doing number two.
Yeah.
It's just like, really? Yeah. Like, is that easier for you?
Yeah, the front, yeah.
And don't
front
your testicles
wiper?
Get in the way, guys?
Well, maybe they don't. Maybe they don't.
If you're wiping in the front.
Yeah.
Also, here's one of those things, as long as we're on fecal matter, we can only talk about
20 hours,
minutes. I, by the way, quick fecal matter story I told you. I had one of my grandmother's friends explain to me once that she heard me somewhere. She didn't know if it was on TV or on the radio. Talk about fecal matter for 40 minutes straight. And I said, well, it's impossible they talked about for 40 minutes because eventually we have to go to commercials. She's like, 40 minutes. And I'm like, I don't. Praise God, it's my hand of God. 40 minutes you talk. 82.
It's possible. Maybe she was confusing fecal matter and flatulence.
Could have combined the two. Could have done 20 on each.
No problem.
All right, let's stay on fecal matter though. Let's not beat your record. Let's not digress. Yeah, the hand wipe. You go with the good hand or the bad hand. You know, left. Your right hand. Right. Your right hander. Right.
Of course.
Oh, great. The hand you shake with.
Yes.
You're with the right hand.
Wait, Jason? You use your left just out of courtesy?
No, I'm left-handed, and yes. I go with the right.
Oh, so you make sure it's the one you shake your hand with and eat with.
Yeah. No. I'm left-handed, and I go with the right.
So I'm the same way. But I'm kind of ambidextrous. I write with the left, wipe with the right, shake with the right, throw with the right.
Mm-hmm.
I bat righty. I kick lefty.
Mm.
You eat lefty.
You write with your left hand,
correct.
But you throw with your right hand.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Do you do either one well?
Yes, I do. Well, I do most things extremely well.
Well, no.
I'm quite good with both hands.
Really?
In all areas.
I know people get the legs mixed up and all that kind of stuff, but throwing and riding is pretty unique for with different hands.
I throw
with the left, I wipe with the right. I feel my left. I feel like I want my good hand free in case there's trouble. When I'm on the pot.
Could you wipe with the left if you had to in a pinch, so to speak?
Yeah. If there was some sort of situation.
Disturbance.
Like my right hand was caught in a bear trap and I was on the, crapper. I wouldn't want to. I'd probably call Drew in to wipe. But if I couldn't, you know, dial the cell phone with my nose, I would definitely wipe with my left. But I feel like I want my good hand free. You know what I mean? If I have to ward off a troublemaker, to fight somebody off, I want the strong hand ready. You, Drew, are going to have your business hand up your tuchus when the killer comes into the bathroom.
Lock your bathroom door.
And you know what? You'll then be a statistic.
I've thought this through very carefully.
Okay.
And I want to get the business taken care of as fast and efficiently as possible so there's a limited period of time.
Less vulnerability.
For the Hun to come bursting in the door. I figured that.
You beat them off with the
probability
plunger.
Probability is substantially reduced by making it quick and efficient.
You're probably right.
My wife hates this segment right now, by the way.
All right. Well,
so does Anderson.
We'll keep going. I won't tell you about the ants I urinated on that were near the sink.
Today?
Let me tell you. last night. Let me tell you what the problem with ants are. Once in a while, everyone be honest. There's nothing better than whizzing on ants. There is, it's cathartic. Strong. It's visceral. You've never whizzed on ants.
Well, outside or in your house?
Adam is the thing about like ruining civilizations and things.
You have
like takes snow globes and holds it next to his penis. So the city is afraid.
Yeah.
Giant penis coming down.
Well, everyone does that.
he pees on ant hole.
Okay, here's all I'm saying. Once in a while, there's some ants crawling on your toilet or on your sink or something, and you want to whiz on them. You want to whiz them down, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, here's where the problem comes. When they're right, you know, on the part of the toilet where you hit them and it washes them into the toilet, it's fine. Once in a while, you get one that's just around the cusp. It's on the rim, and it looks like it might go outside. You pull the trigger with the whiz. That's dangerous because it gets outside of the toilet.
You
see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Never whizzed on ants.
The problem is that you have ants crawling around your toilet bowl. So you might want to look into your diet. Mm-hmm. Probably not fully digesting your food. You're leaving a little something for the ants.
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So never whizzed on ants.
Never.
Wow. Wow. I'm sorry, Your Highness.
You whizz in a sink regularly?
I have done.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about. In a crowded bar bathroom.
Sure, you got to do. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, but Jason does it when there's not a latrine or toilet bowl available.
All right, but if you don't train at home, how are you going to be ready when you're at a crowded bar?
That's a very good point.
How do I answer that?
Yeah, you can't. You just say touche and we
touché.
Move on.
Let's go.
Eddie?
Yes.
You're 25?
Yes.
What's up?
My girlfriend and I both have herpes.
Uh-huh.
And I just found out recently that she's pregnant and we're going to try to keep the baby.
We want to know what kind of risks are involved for the baby as far as getting herpes, or what we have to do as far as maybe is there a way of preventing the baby from getting it or whatnot.
Why didn't you discuss that with her obstetrician?
We haven't gone to a doctor yet. Tuesday we go to a doctor.
How did she find out she's pregnant?
Pregnancy test and a blood test.
When they did the blood test, why didn't you talk to the doctor?
Well, come on. It's a little apprehensive.
It's different.
Yeah,
we had to go to another
nurse.
Doctor for the blood test, and she just got a referral to the doctor.
Hold on, Drew. It's not bogus.
It's a bogus feel to it. But
how
anyway.
Boring could a bogus call be? All right, what about herpes?
Herpes are far less of an issue during pregnancy than we used to think. There are medication that can suppress it, and obviously a C-section, cesarean section can reduce the risk. So it's not as big of a deal as we used to think.
Are you more likely, if you have vaginal or genital herpes, are you more likely to break out during the time that's close to the time you deliver because of stress or pressure?
We used to say that a lot, but it doesn't seem to be the case. It really doesn't.
Doesn't.
No.
All right. And you can't make contact with the herpes, right?
They could if the baby would as it was coming down the canal, and that could be a real big problem.
Mm-hmm. What about a vaginal? What about some sort of liner? Like, trash can liner or something, or some sort of chute? Yeah, put up there?
No.
Kid wouldn't have to touch anything? No. I don't like the idea that I've touched my mom's vagina. You know what I mean? I mean, technically.
Yeah, you didn't touch it. You just sort of.
No, I have.
You leaned up against it.
No, brushed it.
No, I brushed it. And she liked it. No, I don't like that. You know what I mean? There's no loofah big enough to clean yourself off from that one, Drew.
Is that what you're doing all the time?
I would prefer if I knew I came down through something that was lined.
Well, it sounds like you could make a mint with a vaginal lining. Some sort of a.
No
a,
kidding.
Called
and,
Glad.
And it's,
listen to
it's,
this.
Yeah.
Your wiener is actually in there, so technically you're not a virgin.
Ooh.
When, by the
wiener
time
was,
you were
it was in
out.
Mom, yeah, and it passed through mom's vagina. I mean, Anderson is right.
Oh, Anderson, philosopher. Philosopher King.
Yeah, and here's the other thing, too. I think this liner could be used for things, outside of the hospital room. Do you know what I'm saying? There's other applications for it.
You mean like a false vagina?
No, I'm not in the vagina. I'm talking about the finger trap, like Chinese finger trap. You could use it for.
Okay, that's female condom, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, remember there used to be the bag?
Female condom, yeah.
Right. It never caught on, did it?
No, it didn't.
And true, remember 8 years ago you were talking about it, and I was saying, are you high? No one's going to use this. Did anyone ever use it?
A couple of people, I'm sure, did.
No, nobody ever did. William?
Hey, Adam. First of all, Anderson, you need to come back to the Loveline Companion. Yeah.
Why? What happened? What's the Loveline Companion? Website?
Huh?
Yeah. Yes.
It's a website?
Yeah. Yeah. My God. Thousands of Loveline fans on there.
God bless all of you. And what did Anderson do? He left all of you?
Well, I heard he used to be on there, and he used to type on the form.
I was looking for your Hawaiian rant, and I couldn't figure out. Remember the big debacle with the Hawaiian rant?
Yeah.
No one knew when it happened, and I went on there, and I asked when it happened, and they within half an hour, they gave me the exact date. It was crazy.
We got pulled off our Hawaiian station because I called Hawaiian stupid. And I'm sorry, because it turns out they're geniuses. They really are. Think about all the great inventions, all the great literature. Think about everything that's come out of medicine. You name it, from the arts.
At least they voted Democrat.
To science. Yeah, I mean, think about the amazing culture Hawaiian is. I mean, not physically. Everyone knows. Well, got the huge calves.
Aiming for them.
I'm just saying, people don't realize the intellectual prowess of the Hawaiian people.
The complex alphabet.
True. They invented surfing and tattoos. They invented tattoos.
Really?
Yeah. No. It's again. Every book in the library was written by Hawaiian. That's all I'm saying. Every classical song written by Hawaiian. Just do the math. Hey, this shuttle. That's Hawaiian. Oh, by the way, the thing of the fat boy and the whole hydrogen bomb and nuclear bomb. That whole program. Hawaiians.
Of course.
Hawaiians. Like two Germans, but the rest were Hawaiian.
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize that. You ready to go here? What are you talking about, Drew? William?
Yeah, two quick questions. Mm-hmm. What steps should I take to get into the world of broadcasting?
You want to be on the air?
Yeah.
All right. And what do you want to do? You want to talk?
I want to be the next Loveline DJ.
Oh, okay. That could be sooner than you think. You want to handle a call?
Yeah.
All right, Drew, how do we do this?
I don't think we can. Anderson's got to do it.
We'll have young William take a call.
Okay.
All right. Who do we want to talk to?
Line
talk?
Two.
Line two?
Anderson?
Are you ready, William?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eddie?
Yes.
All right. William's going to help you tonight. Go ahead, William.
All right. Love Line, what's your question?
Well, I'm an uncircumcised male.
Really?
And when I have sex with my girlfriend, it's like we have to use a condom because it, you know, the skin pulls back a lot.
Gross!
Drew, that's why you make the big bucks.
This guy's already quitting.
Come on, William. Here we go, buddy.
Well, I was wondering what steps I should take to try to remedy that for sex without a condom, and would it be wise to have a circumcision?
Yes. Yeah. No. Yeah, or more lubrication or something, dude. Ooh. Come on.
Dude, come on.
Yeah, I've gone that route, but.
Hold on one second, bud.
Let me just talk to everybody.
You know, it's funny. We do this once in a while, maybe once a year, and the poor caller always readily talks to the young idiot who takes our place, and they never go, what the F's going on? I call to a 10th grader. All right. God bless both of you. William's doing a decent job at 16. Yeah. I mean, this is a baptism by
fire.
She's
showing confidence and verve.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Let's try it. Pot them up again, Anderson. Let's see what we got. Yeah, let's go with both of them. Get William and Eddie. William is 16. He's calling from Paramount. I don't even know where that is. Paramount? Where's Paramount?
It's on
Melrose.
Southgate.
Yeah. Southgate. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So keep going with Eddie. Go ahead, Eddie.
William. Okay.
Is this a new person?
No, you got the same crappy old one.
Go ahead, Eddie.
All right. Well, yeah, I was wondering what I should do about sex with having a being uncircumcised, like to kind of get around the fact that.
Well, if your girlfriend doesn't like it, I say get a new girlfriend. She's going to have to deal with that. That's her problem.
No, yeah. She likes it. It causes pain for me sometimes.
Get uncircumcised.
You think that would be the best route?
Well, get uncircumcised?
Or wait, No.
You can't get uncircumcised.
Well, I don't know. Is that possible? I've heard of that.
All right. No, they try. They try. Angry gays mainly, but they try. All right, William.
Yes.
Hold on a second.
All right.
I don't know, and I think I put Eddie on. All right, let's get Eddie back up again. All right, Eddie, sorry. That's a little experiment didn't work.
Eddie, deal is, the reason there's irritation is the head of the foreskin, the top of the foreskin kind of narrows, and it's called a stenosis, and the more it narrows, the more when it tears when you pull it back, and so it scars more and narrows more. It's sort of an inexorable process you get involved with. This is why somebody would have a circumcision. There's no reason you should go through this. Go and have a circumcision.
Let's just say go back 20 years. The idea of anyone over 15 or anyone over 5 months getting a circumcision was bizarre and unheard of.
Because no one had any foreskin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just think it was also less popular. I don't know if it's medical science has done something.
Is a circumcision something that he needs to worry about being extremely painful? I mean, what's the procedure with that?
Once you're an adult, you're this age, Eddie's 23, it's pretty painful. You're out of commission for a couple of weeks. It's not nearly as easy to go through as an infant.
Is it a local anesthetic or is it a general?
Not about general, but they probably put him in some kind of twilight sleep.
I explain to you all the time, Drew, that's what people think of as general.
Okay, general means...
a doctor, general means... someone's breathing for you.
Yeah, that means you are paralyzed, and all your bodily functions are taken over by the anesthesiologist, especially respiratory.
See, you have three. Society has two. Society has local, which means you get a shot in your ding-a-ling, and they work on it while you stare at it. And then there's general, which means you're asleep when they work on your ding-a-ling. Drew, there's one in between, which is where you'll be, which is asleep, but not general. It's a technicality. Yes,
Drew? It's a profoundly different state.
No, I don't mean that. I just mean when everyone is talking about general, they're talking about being asleep.
Now, is that skin that is lopped off, are there nerves in that skin, or is it just kind of like your earlobe?
More like earlobe.
Yeah, then it doesn't necessarily hurt when it's trimmed off.
It does. It's not fun. It hurts.
Yeah.
I kid you.
But it's your earlobe caught in the zipper, by the way.
It shouldn't stop him from doing it.
Well, he doesn't have any troubles functioning. Sexually, is this a constant problem? I mean, why not? Why not?
Right. And I would argue that the doing it on adults is much more commonplace than it was 10, 20 years ago.
I'm saying it's because there is so much foreskin around now in this country. And the other thing is, this thing Eddie's got is going to get worse.
We're going to start exporting, right?
Yeah, well, we did it one time. It's going to get worse, and it's going to cause more discomfort as time goes along.
Yeah, I don't know that there's that much more foreskin here than there was 20 years ago.
People obsessing about foreskin the last 10 years. Yeah. Oh, somebody took my foreskin when I was a baby.
Oh, people are wanting to keep it now?
Oh, yeah.
Drew's angry, by the way. Here's the thing. There's these groups that want to sue their parents because they took their foreskin.
I
get angry people that have energy about things.
Yeah, yes, and then they're trying to recreate it using duct tape and weights and stuff.
Yes,
and walk around feeling like half a man. But it's all the same. And by the way, these are the same guys who write all the letters. It's the same people. They're just... Here's basically what happened. Oh, I know we're going to break. Jason Bateman here now. There's a segment of society that was abused by their parents physically, mentally, sexually, and now society becomes their canvas for which they can rub their crap onto.
Right. We all represent the noisy minority.
The noisy minority. And they're angry, and they don't admit it.
And by the way, it's not a simple minority. It's a tiny minority.
Yeah. Right.
Tiny.
Right. All right. Right.
All right.
Yeah. Anyone say ACLU? They want to. They're suing Logan Airport now for profiling. Yeah, fantastic. So you want to talk about angry? How about we just get those ACLU guys some foreskins and get them moving up, pack it up. Come on, fellas. Here's your foreskin. Let's go. Move forward now. We've got bigger fish to fry. Take a quick break. Get them some huevos while we're at it, too. And we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jason Bateman in here tonight from Arrested Development. Sunday night, 8:30 on Fox. All righty. I got a question for Jason. Ooh, Heidi's got an anal question.
Bring it.
Yeah, that sounds good. Heidi?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Yes.
What's up, Heidi?
I've been dating this guy for about 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I had sex with him about 4 days ago, I think. And he was trying to do the anal thing.
Wow. Progressive. Yeah.
Just seemed weird.
That's a guy with an agenda, by the way. You know, I mean, the first time you guys had sex?
Is he Greek?
Is he Greek?
No,
yes. Jason brings up a very good point.
I think this calls for the infinite wisdom of Chief Thunderbear.
Yeah?
Uh-oh.
Yes. Oh, really?
Yes. We have an American Indian gynecologist who consults with us.
Is he on the pager?
He comes in once in a while. I saw him out in the lobby.
He was out in the hall.
Yeah, and he'll come in and I have to translate for him. He only speaks a certain dialect of Choctaw. But he's very helpful in calls like this.
He was playing Tetris out in the game room.
Is that what that was?
Yeah. You want me to get him?
Yeah, would you?
All right, hold on a second.
Heidi, hang on a second, all right?
Hold on, let me get him.
Okay.
You'll like this guy. He's a very nice guy.
Is Justin there?
Wait, hold on a second.
No, Justin's left. Jason's here, though.
I mean,
hold on. Heidi, hold on. I see Chief Thunderbear right now. Hold on.
Come on! Get down here! We're on the air!
Okay, I think he's coming.
All right, good. We need to get him quick. We only have a minute and a half left. Chief Thunderbear, thank you for joining us.
Hey,
good evening. Good evening.
Justin Bateman,
Chief Thunderbear.
Arrested Development.
Yes, indeed. She loves that show.
Have not seen.
He loves it, though.
Okay, I'm not here. Great things.
Hi. Oh, Michelle, he'd like some coffee. He'll bless you and your family if you get some coffee. But he needs some coffee now. Chief, you notice the difference between this engineer and the other one? This one's running to get coffee. She's pressed. And she's running to get coffee. She's pressed. But I don't know who's going to conclude the show. But so be it. Let's talk to Heidi here. Heidi, you're on with Chief Thunderbear.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, yeah, hey.
Chief, she's been dating this guy for 2 weeks, and he tried to punch her in the seat about 4 days ago, and she wants to know what she should do about this.
These people call it Maze.
Oh,
hey.
I see.
Maze-hola.
So she was not clear as to whether he actually succeeded at this. What do you people do when this situation comes about?
Maze-hola. Cornhole. Hey,
first of all, Jason, he's offended. Well, he's afraid that the gods are offended by this question, so he's having to say a prayer.
Okay.
He's saying a prayer. He's thanking Michelle for bringing the coffee. Okay, the gods are appeased.
Oh, no, he's sleeping.
You know, Heidi, we're going to have to take a break here.
Oh, what?
Yeah, Chief, we have to take a break. You can play Tetris during the break, but we'll just take a little break right now. Heidi, we're going to get back to you in a second. The chief would like to help you with this problem. Hey, this is the area. Now that he's appeased the gods, he would really like to dig into your problem. It's a whole lot, okay?
Water soluble lube.
We'll be right back.
Hey, Arrested Development. Here, what did Jason Bateman?
Heidi. Just to reset, we are here with Jason Bateman. We're here with Chief Thunderbear.
You know what? Hey, Kayana.
You like him?
Good look. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi. This is now Heidi.
Can I say something to Jason real quick?
Yeah.
Sure.
I've had a big crush on him and his sister since I could remember.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to translate for the chief. And his sister?
Yeah. Wow.
What's that all about?
Yeah. Well, so you're interested in both of us, huh?
You guys are amazing. Yes. Is that so wrong?
No. We actually have a package rate. We can come to you in any city as long as you're on the West Coast.
Portland,
great. We'll fire up the camper.
Did you have a question for Chief Thunderbear, the American Indian Choctaw speaking gynecologist?
Hey, what? Hey, Anna.
He's at your service.
Well, it was about the anal sex.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, he remembers. What about it?
Well, I puckered up as soon as he started doing what he was doing, and I don't understand how people do that.
Oh, well, fire water. Wampum.
Basically is sort of giving you a litany of means whereby using social lubricants such as alcohol. Bear and whale fat in this case. And being paid for this activity, guess, in his culture.
Beads. Blanket.
What about condoms?
What about condoms?
You have to use a condom if you do it.
Chief, use a condom. Certainly a better idea.
Hey, beaver gut.
Use animal gut condoms, but it's something that really you want to protect yourself. He says against sexually transmitted diseases. What's that?
You can get venereal diseases.
You can get and give. Yes, it's the most effective way to give a venereal disease through anal intercourse.
You can also, so I hear, get yourself a nice little infection if he goes there and then comes back upstairs on you. I don't mean upstairs to the top floor, just that one.
The
that's
floor.
Yes, that one.
Skid mark on tomahawk.
So if he's going to go there, make sure he finishes it.
Pointed out that he's seen many.
How about you smoke him peace pipe instead? You know what, Chief?
Chief, I just a sidebar thing. Chief.
What are you, Japanese?
Okay. He's done with that. Thank you, Chief. Thank you. You were no help tonight. But, I mean, you were great help tonight. Thank you. I know. Green and Crawl.
How was that?
Was not a good night for him.
Not a great night?
He was all right. It's all right. He's always
seemed
a pleasure.
He seemed angry.
Michelle got him coffee like that. He asked for coffee.
I was wondering what she was doing, hustling down the hall. Chris never gets him coffee.
He must like her. He becomes like a statue.
Huh? Yeah.
You're 17?
Yes.
Your name's Yaya?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. What's up? What's happening?
The background of it is that I had a really bad family life, and I had really bad relationships with men. So about a year ago, I started turning to women, and I'm wondering if this is a prelude to homosexuality or if it's just a state of confusion. I wanted a second opinion on it.
Well, I think a prelude to homosexuality when you're going down on a chick.
It's not a prelude.
That's it.
That's the coda.
Yeah. That's the coda.
And confusion is about going back and forth between men and women. And one of the reasons women do, there are many, some is there are biological reasons, others, you know, various kinds of trauma. But brutalization by men is a common reason.
Yes. The thing is, I can still be attracted to men, but the thought of actually being with a man, it completely turns me off. It makes my skin crawl.
All right. Well, hold on. Let's try to work this out for a second. Because when a guy gets sexually abused and then becomes gay, there's no turning back. I don't believe.
There's no confusion.
It gets wired into him. Nature or nurture. Whether, you know, God made you gay or your uncle made you gay, either way you're gay and that's about it.
Well, but there's confusion in males too. There are men that have sex with men that are not gay.
Like in your case, Adam.
Yeah. Like I'm straight, but, you know, I like to pack a little fudge.
Fridays are a big day for you.
Fridays, my people Sabbath. Brown Sabbath. Here's the point. A lot of ass talk tonight. Here's my point. If I admit
inspired
it.
Inspired by Jason Bateman.
Yes. Here's what I'm saying.
I did not start it.
You finished
it. Inspired.
Here's the point. I believe a woman who was abused and turned off to men has a better shot of going back to men than a guy who got turned off to women and is on to men.
Yes,
what do you think of that?
I agree.
More flexibility somehow.
Well, interestingly, though, with males, they're usually sexually abused by males and then turn to males. With women, they're sexually abused by males and turn off to males.
Yeah. Women do have it right that way. It's the one thing they're right about.
Right.
Yes, you should hate and be turned off to whatever the gender was of whoever traumatized you.
Right.
You know, for men, it's like being tortured by Germans and hating Mexicans.
Right.
The hell are we thinking?
Wanting to move to Germany.
Yeah, wanting to move to Germany. Yeah. Yeah. But women, they're smart. They get tortured by Germans. They hate Germans. Mm-hmm. They'll move to Sweden. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your options are still open, I think, is the verdict.
Well, it's not that they're open. It's that it makes sense that you're
doing
what
you're doing. Don't disagree with the guest, by the way.
Well, but I'm not disagreeing with
that. Such bad form. You know,
I did not mean to disagree.
He's a big celebrity now.
Not only that, but the fact is you're going the way you're going.
Okay.
And, you know, you want
that
to know
that was better than Jason's answer? You're going?
But she wants it to sort of not be happening, and it is happening. It's happening for whatever reason it's happening. It's happening.
All right. So here's the thing. If you were abused, you need to get some therapy. The sexual thing will
therapy.
Sort of... Okay, good. Stick with it. You're 17.
And you don't need therapy for being gay or bi or straight.
Well, but she was brutalized by men, though.
Right, but I mean, don't feel bad about experimenting with women. And even if you stay with women, that's great, too.
Okay, well, my issues with men are my father, he left when I was 3, my biological father, and my stepfather physically and abused me and molested me. Mm-hmm. And I was seeing my therapist. I lived with my mother in Los Angeles. And about the moment I turned 17, I moved out. And I couldn't afford my therapist anymore. And he said that he would continue seeing me for free.
Wow.
Because he thought I needed the help. So that's
my therapist, when he found out we got renewed for the man show, wanted more money. It's a little different.
Oh,
it's a Hollywood thing.
A
and I wanted a bump.
Yeah. Well, somebody has to cover for the yayas.
Went a 10%.
It has credibility.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah. When we signed some blank cards, too, and I said, who do you want me to make it out to? And just write your name.
That's therapist abuse.
Yeah, really is. Hey, yeah. Good. Stick with the therapist. And as far as, and listen, all you girls, you don't have to declare major sexually, but you don't have to act out either.
Right.
You can.
If you're confused, sit tight. Don't do anything.
Yeah, just put the vagina up
on the shelf.
On the shelf for a couple of a year or so. Yeah. You just rest it. You know, it's all right. You don't need anybody else.
It's not going to close up on you.
No, no, no. It's not like a piercing where if you pull out the penis, it'll close. It'll close down. It's not like a nose hoop or something. True, it won't do that, will it?
I keep telling my wife that. But
yeah.
I tried the alternative.
Oh, I see, I see.
So
Drew's got two tacks, right? With the wife, the vagina will grow shut. Yes. And by the way, as a doctor, you bring cred to that.
It works.
Right, you got that. So that needs it needs to be yoked out a couple times a week. And then with the daughter, not yet, but soon you're going to start working the calorie semen angle, right?
Yes, yes. Oh, yes.
750,000 calories per eyedropper full of semen.
Oh, yeah, my smart. God.
And here's a new angle. It can be absorbed through the skin.
Oh.
Yeah, just in case she tries to beat you on a technicality.
Beautiful.
All right. All right. Woo.
Thank you, Adam. I'm
scalp
relieved.
And chest, very porous. All right. Eric, you're 24.
Oh, my.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, you're, yeah, you got a big
birthday today.
Big fan. What's that?
It's my kid's birthday today.
Oh, really? All right, getting close. Next year, you have to talk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk to Jason?
Yeah, buddy.
Go ahead.
Hey, man, I'm probably your biggest straight fan.
Wow.
How long did you guys get re-signed for?
Well, the plan is to do another full season, which is 22 episodes. That'll take us through till March and airing shows until, I don't know, May, I think, providing you tell enough of your friends to tune in, because we need some more viewers.
I loved the first season, and I got nervous. I thought you guys were going to get canceled.
Yeah, hopefully we keep going. Thank you. Thanks for watching. It's not a bad show. I'm glad to be a part of it.
That's the way the stuff's going around nowadays.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Hey, Eric. It's ironic that you're straight and you sound like a Harvey Firestein. Is it? You don't find that ironic?
Who's Harvey?
All right, bud.
You see what my fan base is? This is why I have trouble getting ratings. They can't seem to turn on the TV. They can't find the button.
I'm your only straight fan. Hey, by the way, it's always marginally insulting from a guy who's heard, I'm your only fan or your biggest whatever fan. It makes him feel like there's not a lot of you out there.
No.
And I'll decide who the biggest fan is. You don't get to dub yourself the biggest fan. People do that all the time. Oh, Pats. I'm the biggest Pats fan, biggest Dodger fan, biggest Drew fan, Bateman fan. No, we'll decide, right?
Right.
Drew will make your annual announcement every year.
I am the biggest Dodger fan. You can rest assured.
You see, Engineer Michelle is a big Dodger
I'm
fan.
I'm a big
you see?
Dodger fan.
I'm real keen on the blue.
Yeah.
So we're going to get
Sosa
or Piazza in this?
No.
I think that Sosa thing's gone.
Yeah, but I do think we're getting Piazza, which is a bad move, and I don't want
him or his hair.
And I don't think we're getting Beltre back, so.
Oh. Yeah, I think you might be right on that.
I can get Lasorda to decide which one's a bigger
I want
fan,
Jason Veritek.
Yes.
No, you like any guy named Jason.
That's
zombie,
true.
Zombie, you like
true.
Veritek. All right. Here's, what are we going to do,
Let's
Drew?
Get back to sex.
Let's get back to sex.
Let's go. Let's break it down. Grab a knee, everybody. Don't sit on your helmet. It's not a chair. When I say gentleman, I use that term loosely. All right, let's get back to the phones. Rebecca?
Yes.
25?
Yes.
What's happening?
My question is, I was just listening to your show and about...
Hold on a second. I was thinking about Brian Grazer and Ron Howard, right? They're producers of your show, right?
Producers and my bosses.
Do you get to meet them? You get to see them?
Yes, I have. They're both extremely wonderful men. They're both great. And in fact, I'd love to be so lucky as to do with my career what Ron Howard's done with his. Mm-hmm. That'd be a nice direction to go.
Yeah, I've not. He's done all right. As a matter of fact, I think his. Saving Private Ryan was on tonight,
TV
by the way.
Yeah.
Great movie.
No,
that's tomorrow night?
Yeah, that's Steven Spielberg.
Oh, Spielberg. Yes. Wait,
very close.
Oh, that's right. We directed. That's right. I don't know what I'm thinking of. Are you ready to rock? Yeah? Rebecca?
Yes.
What's happening?
My question is, because I'm sure you guys have had anal sex, what's in it for the female? Because my boyfriend is always talking about that, and I'm I mean, I'm kind of willing to try it, but I just...
Hang on a second.
Mm-hmm.
What was that opening volley? What was that opening?
She's sure we've all had anal sex.
I'm not sure we can let that go by.
Yeah.
Well, can you preface it with a hypothetically?
Well, let's register. Let's ring in here. That is a behavior that I do not understand.
Right.
I cannot get my head around it.
Because you've...
I don't want to be sodomized.
I don't... Thanks, Rebecca. I don't get it.
You don't get it. But he gives it. I'll tell you that.
You don't get it because you've tried it and didn't make it.
No, didn't try it. Not interested. Would never have occurred to me if people weren't talking about it.
You can't speak about it because you haven't tried it then.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing I would never do. I'm saying it would never, ever occur to me in a million years. Could not cross my mind.
Really?
I don't get it myself.
You've never done it?
I have. I've never received it. Let's be clear.
No.
There are women that really like that.
I haven't met one of those. But as far as I'm concerned,
let's just say Jason and Grazer have a special kind of relationship.
How do you think I get him to get that hair up?
It transcends.
He got that job.
it transcends. You know,
we do what we have to.
Creator.
Yeah, there's an orifice better suited for that action. I don't get it myself, but doctor, correct me if I'm wrong, but there is no pleasure receptacle up that
well
opening,
there aren't
it?
However, some women can be induced to have orgasm from that, particularly that women right? They're multi-orgasmic, tend to have those orgasms with
that's
them.
True.
What's yeah. that?
I said I have trouble having orgasm.
Sorry. This is not going to be something you're going to enjoy.
Tell your boyfriend you don't want to do this. And let me say this:
try a finger first.
Yeah, there's that whole thing of like, well, how do you know unless you've tried it? But it's like you hear about people eating monkey brains and stuff, and it's like, not for me. And like, so but how do you know? How do you know?
That logic is just so flawed. How do you know if you know it's like to stick your hand in a fire? Right. How do you know if you haven't tried it?
Yeah. I think people have a pretty good idea of what a lot of things are like, taste like, and feel like that they haven't done and don't want to do.
And some of that retarded logic.
You know what it's like to kill a man? How do you know you wouldn't like it?
Right. And some of that retarded logic is symptomatic of how grandiose we are these days and how differently our brains and bodies function.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is we've all functioned very, very differently. We experience arousal and our sexuality very differently. And it's like, some people, it's okay. Other not. And it's not like, how could
let me say this, because I have this weird theory that everyone sort of knows what everything feels like in advance, such as, I remember being like 13 and thinking, what does a boob feel like? And I actually remember being 19 and thinking that too, and then 26. But the point is for the sake of humiliation, I'm going to say 13 and thinking, what does a boob feel like? And then you finally feel one and you go, yep.
That's
exactly, and it's the same about, like, I've never surfed a 20-foot wave. I can feel what it would feel like. I've never skydived. I can feel what skydiving
here's the blowhard thing.
Feels like.
Oh, no, you can't.
You experienced a rush.
No, you could never experience.
All right, Swayze, sit down.
Yeah, exactly.
But here's what I'm saying.
Caller, don't let this guy be a blowhard either and say, well, you know, it feels so much better for the guy. Just let me do it.
Or now that last girl loved it.
Yeah, it's a whole domination thing, and let him go to a therapist and work that
all
stuff
right,
out
now,
and not on you.
Agreed.
Those, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that none of us have had an erect penis in our rear end, okay? But don't you think, and it's not gay if we picture it, so let's just picture it for a second. It's bi, but it's not gay. Don't you think you would know exactly what it felt like?
Yes.
Yeah, not into it.
Not interested.
Not into it. Hold on. Not into it, Jason?
Not into
okay.
it. I swear.
Okay. Once in a while, guys.
Me neither. Me neither.
And you don't get to ask me again during the break.
not in the parking lot.
Not in the John.
Nothing. All right. Yeah, me neither.
Not with a fox.
Me neither. All right.
Not in a box.
All right. Cancel the camping trip. Michelle?
Hello.
You're Hello? 39. What's up?
Hello. How are you? Okay.
Good.
I just have to say that I think that both of you are amazing. And Adam, I agree with everything that you stand for. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
David Allen Greer. What's up, baby doll?
Okay. Basically, I called because I'm a retired porn star.
Mm-hmm.
For 2 years. And,
2 years, right?
Yeah, it's been 2 years, and I have a problem with dating people my own age.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, I guess my second part to my question is that I have a problem with the whole idea of therapists, because I think that they all have their own problems also, and
that's right.
why they get into therapy.
Right, it's just like mechanics have cars that break down once in a while. Doesn't mean they can't fix your car. Yeah.
Fix my car, right. No, I'm sure that they would have a lot of input, and I'm sure my car needs to be fixed.
Right.
Right.
Hold on, are we speaking, about, are we speaking metaphorically, or are we actually talking about your car?
Her car.
Okay. What car do you got, Michelle?
My car's pretty good. 87 El Camino. It drives pretty well.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, nice. Okay.
All right. All right. Now, you say you were a porn star for many years?
Four years. Got into porn when I was 33, and I just did women.
Wow. That's, I mean, you don't hear about that often. First off, you know, by 30, usually this is the kind of move you make. If you don't make it by 25, you're not making
right?
it, maybe 21.
Right.
So what drove you toward
really
porn?
I really liked the pictorials. Like, I always liked Playboy and the magazines and whatnot, but I actually
right.
got into doing girl-girl porn, and I've done lots of different movies with, like, Jill Kelly, Janine, Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
I've
mm-hmm.
been to Spain. I've done, you know,
mm-hmm.
the whole awards thing. I've been nominated every year for...
Did you, were you in the Where the Girls Aren't series?
Let's see. Series-wise, I've done all the violations.
All the violations series?
Where the Girls Aren't, I've done one. Where the Boys Aren't, I've done one.
Oh, yeah, where the Boys Aren't. That's right.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Where the Boys Aren't?
What is that?
It's lesbian
oh,
stuff.
I see.
Come on. Do the penis math. There's nobody there.
I got it.
All right. She's on the violation series.
What's her ailment tonight?
What's she calling about?
It's a good question.
Well,
hey, which violation? Which hold on. Which series were you in the violation? You're in like
violation.
1 through 26?
Oh, God. Let's see. My first one was Katie Gold.
Mm-hmm.
What is this violation
series?
I have no idea.
I did Beyond
right,
a
Michelle.
Bang.
All right, you come with impeccable credentials.
I actually did Janine's. Her final scene was Janine, myself, and Carrie Winslow.
Fantastic.
And right. it was the three of us, and
right.
it was so weird. 2 weeks
all right,
later,
man.
I was watching NBN.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, you don't need therapy. That's clear. So what else can we do for you?
I don't need therapy.
No,
okay, what's your question?
I've deemed you not sane, but so insane therapy couldn't help. There's a difference. It's like when someone says, should we get him a doctor? No. Oh, he's fine? No, he's going to die in about 10 seconds.
It's too late.
Not worth it.
Too late.
Yeah, let him tend to the people that really need his help.
What is her question?
I have no idea.
Do you want to get a question?
She's got a problem dating
yes.
people her own age. What is she, like older or younger?
She's 39.
Oh.
Pulling up in that El Camino. Blowing a menthol cigarette in the guy's face, chewing gum, big clamp on earrings. I've worked with Janine. Okay. I was in the violation series. All right. I heard just thought we might get along. I'm a widower. Okay. I only go down on women. I tell you that right now. I have a 4-year-old with Down syndrome. Oh, I'm not going down on him. I'm out of the business. That's great. All right, Jason Bateman is here tonight. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll get back with Michelle. I like a salty porn star, yeah?
Mm. Salty, sassy.
Sassy, brassy.
With a resume.
With a resume. We'll get back with Michelle right after this. Everybody, love line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jason Bateman here tonight from Arrested Development, Fox 8:30 Sunday night. Drew is Drew. You're quite a drama queen, I got to say. I was complaining to Drew while we were in the bathroom that we have to do a calendar signing this Saturday. I was like, "Well, whole weekend's ruined because we got to go down to Bum F to sign calendars this weekend." And Drew's like, "Weekend ruined, season ruined."
Oh my god!
I said, "A season ruined." Yes. I start dreading this, you know, start the fall, and then The spring comes around. He's barely recovered. The winter's tough. Season ruined because you got to go to a Best Buy in La Habra and sign a calendar. Please, I'm dramatic enough. We don't need you with a ruined season.
You should get yourself a stamp so that you don't have to sign it.
A season.
You would think we would. They would. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't we have a stamp?
I don't think it's the same.
I don't
Drew.
Think it's a. People don't like it. People. Jed had a stamp 1 year.
Oh. Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember how popular I was the 1 year when we were at the end of the line and I kept announcing that this thing was supposed to go on from 9 to or 11 to like 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And all the other jocks were signing, were talking to everybody in the line and the line wasn't moving. And I made the announcement that I was leaving at 4.
No matter what. And there was about 1,200 people still in line.
Right, and when 4 o'clock rolled around, I stood up to leave. It was almost, it was a little this short of a stoning. I basically got. But come on, you can't talk to everyone. You got to shuffle them through, right?
Yes,
beat it.
And every year since, we've been screaming down the line to hurry up.
Right?
Why aren't we at the front?
And don't get us wrong, we love the fans. We just don't want to see them.
No, we like them. We just don't want the rest of the air staff holding them up.
That's right. That's what Drew. Drew, prima donna. Season ruined by calendar signing, everybody. All right, Michelle, 39.
Hi.
Yeah.
Former porn star.
Former porn star. Did the girl-on-girl stuff.
Kind of weird she got involved in the pornography in her mid-30s.
I heard she worked in Janine Lindermuller's second-to-last movie.
Yeah, she actually came back into the business after she announced her retirement.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how.
It's funny because like Sugar Ray.
Yeah,
but he was making a joke trying to get her to.
I was going
to
say last movie, but she said last movie, but it turns out she came out of retirement. Yeah, Michelle.
Yeah, I want to kiss your bottom one more time. I wish that you and Drew were a couple as president of our United States of America.
Thank you.
We could be president. Rule our country, and we would be fine.
We could be president and vice president. We wouldn't actually have to be a gay couple.
We wouldn't.
No. So. You both have to be on the same plateau. No one's below you.
Same
anyway.
What? Below
president as a couple.
Okay. All right. All right. We'll do it on ourselves.
Bottom and top stuff.
All right, Michelle. So
yes.
You want a date now, right?
Well, I've been trying to date, but I seem to be dating really young, immature men.
How old?
25, 26.
And what do you mean by immature?
Immature, really good work ethic, but as far as, like, morality, as far as cheating and lying, immature in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And, I, any age, I haven't seemed to find a man that doesn't lie and cheat. So I think that, like,
yeah, those are the guys
back
who are
to my dad.
Yeah, yeah, because you go after guys who wear the boots with the chain on them. Yeah.
And no. I go for
ponytail,
guys that are totally
leather vest
available.
With no shirt on underneath. Yeah. Yeah,
Michelle,
I'm sure.
You're attracted to bad guys.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with
find
them.
Find a boring guy who's not going to cheat.
And seriously, the last one that I found was this really spiritual reading hippie guy, but he cheated and lied too. He just like wore different clothes, and I don't understand. Like,
yeah,
the cheating guy comes in many different forms and colors.
I have a problem with therapy because of, I just feel like I do a lot of reading, and I feel that
that's clear.
As far as the autobiographies I've read, therapists are just as screwed up as the patients they are treating. But Dr. Drew, I think you are God. I love you.
All right. Easy now.
I'm sorry.
Read my book, Cracked.
I will never, ever have this opportunity to speak to the two of you again.
That's true.
Are
you going to die soon or something? No. Michelle, you read my book, Cracked, and you get more of a sense of who caretakers are and what things feel like from the caretaker's perspective. Okay.
Yeah. If you want to see Drew in the flesh, you can gas up an airplane.
Come to Orange.
And head out to, are we going to Oregon or is it Portland?
Orange.
We're Orange. Orange this year to sign calendars for
And come sign some books in Santa Barbara.
No. So listen, Michelle.
Yes.
What do you do for a living? How do you make money?
Now I am a bartender, and I just wrote my first book, and I'm trying to get it published.
Fantastic. It'll probably outsell Drew's book. And that's insane.
No, it's actually a compilation of 200 letters.
Okay.
So I didn't actually
vowels
write
and consonants?
Excuse me?
Okay. Most books are a compilation of letters, if you really think about it. That's all a book is. You take letters and you compile them. Think about it, Drew. Maybe there's something I'm missing. If I'm missing, it's Emily. But I just hear, I see books, I see letters. Michelle, it's not like you see a bunch of numbers or symbols.
Excuse me? What?
All right,
numbers?
You see letters. What? All right, so Michelle, listen. Here's what you need to do. You need to find a guy who doesn't flip your cookie at first glance.
Who you don't meet at the bar.
Right.
Who's a boring guy.
At the bar.
Who's all a right. boring guy.
Regular guy.
Maybe
and,
not quite so attracted to. Just somebody just kind of seems boring.
And save the porn star talk until your third date.
Right. No, yeah.
All right. Take it easy.
I don't hide anything.
You ever been married? Well.
No, I have never been married, and I don't have any kids. And
all
I'm
right.
getting to the point where I'm
good for you.
Feeling like I've lost that. Good for me. Lost that ship. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, just find a guy who's not as exciting. The guys you're attracted to are the guys that are dangerous.
Right.
And by the way, you not telling him something bizarre or scary about your past is not hiding the truth.
Right.
Look at it this way. You're going on a date, you got a zit, right? What do? You put a little makeup on it, right? Is that hiding who you are? Hey, you want to make a good impression, right?
Right.
You don't need to be staring at that third eye, though, over dinner, right?
That's right.
Right. Hoo, Lord! Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah,
wrote a book.
Got energy.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, remember there was a time, I think it was the time when people used to dress up to go on airplanes where only certain people could write books, only certain people could record albums, only certain people could release like CDs or release records. Remember that? Like remember when you were growing up, it's like, this guy wrote a book. Oh my God.
A book. Wow.
Oh my God. Yeah. Now you talk to people like, I've written 22 books. Guys are giving you your coffee at Starbucks if you've written books. They're like into the 30s now. And by the way, better to have written 4 books than to have written 44 books.
Yes.
That just means nothing's going right.
Right.
Or you're just a crazy man who's not ever really doing anything. But now everyone can record and everyone can write a book. Used to just be, oh my God, if you knew someone who had a record when you were a kid, like one of your dad's friends had a record, had something with his face on or something, crazy, right? Celebrity?
It's symptomatic of the quality of the crap that's being turned out.
Is that what it is?
Anybody could do it.
Right. Yeah. It's that way with TV. It's that way with books and movies. Like, everyone's just like,
yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
You know what? They can.
Well, there's 500 channels now, so it's a little easier to break on TV.
It's the joy of the internet, right?
The books are just, many of them are just empty.
Come on,
for nothing.
You're jealous.
Well, I bet you Michelle's book is packed.
Packed with letters. Chock full of letters. We got letters. It's a virtual alphabet of letters. All right. You ready to rock here, Drew?
I got a CD queued up, Adam.
Oh, yeah. We need a break.
Oh, you do. Michelle does.
Thank you, Michelle.
Oh, yeah. Because as promised, it's time to play for another installment of Ace's Mexican Ranchero Accordion Countdown. All right. Now, here's how the game works, Jason. Ranchero music, some of the greatest music in the world. And if you live out in Southern California, you probably hear it blaring from pickup trucks and job sites and things like that, dumpsters. Here's the thing. The accordion is very prominently displayed in ranchero music. It's sort of the backbone of ranchero music is the accordion. We take a random ranchero song that engineer Michelle whips up, and she fires it up at a random point in a random song, and then we decide how long before you hear the accordion music. Drew, why don't you get started?
3 seconds.
3 seconds.
I'm going instantaneous. The moment the
instant.
Music fires.
When it fires up, first thing you hear, you're hearing accordion. All right? I'm going to put a zero by ears. That's instant, Drew. Jason, what do you got?
7 seconds.
7 seconds. Wow, I won 8 last night. It was 7.
Yeah?
Interesting. Whew, this is tough. Now I'm caught between 0 and 7.
Eternity.
I could go over. Girl. Yeah, it's a lifetime.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in the middle. I'm going to go 5 seconds.
That's good.
5 seconds. All right. Now, don't play it yet, Michelle. We'll wait. Are you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go. What? No, nothing? True. Relax. the defibrillator to respond to her arrest. Okay, he sings We Have No Accordion. He doesn't know what happened.
He's apologizing.
Yeah, he's apologizing. He says, perhaps he got in a car accident. Perhaps somebody shot him for practicing late
night. Same bet.
Yeah, same bet. Same bet. Wow.
I think it's actually going all the way through it, isn't it? The oompa oompa oompa.
Yeah, it could be.
I think it started with it, that dun 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 dun.
It wasn't prominent enough.
Another one. Find another song.
I relinquish my bet for another round.
She's got more?
All right, so
I'm going to go with the same bet.
Yeah, stick with seven. Stick with seven. Drew, sticking with instant. I'm going with five.
I think Drew actually won that last one.
I don't know. I'm not ready. I'm not ready to
well,
say that.
Here, Drew, using your logic, we heard a Ranchero song that had no accordion.
Which I know is impossible. That's what my head almost exploded.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe it was there. And maybe there's a difference between rhythm accordion and lead accordion.
There was rhythm there.
Yeah, I think it was rhythm.
All right. Three, two, one, go. There it is. Three and a half seconds. All right. Three and a half. Well, the Ace Man wins at 3.5. That's two nights.
Well done.
Well, it is, after all, it's not called Drew or Jason's Mexican Ranchero Accordion Countdown. It's called Ace's Mexican Ranchero Accordion Countdown.
Something called satisfaction.
Yeah.
Satisfaction.
Cultural enrichment.
Yeah.
How dare you?
That's what we get. Wipe the puss off.
What's with this guy? You always said since he got all those Emmys, it's going to be a platitude.
You don't get like a gold statue?
No, you're used to that. Yeah, hey, but seriously, if you could talk to Grazer and Howard about maybe spinning this off into, you know, TV show, like a game show.
Rancho Development?
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah, there it is.
There's a theme song.
I think I could get Mark DiCarlo to host. Oh, yeah. Wow, let's just really sit back and drink that work in. All right, let's take a little bit of a break. Jason Bateman here tonight from Arrested Development. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Jason Bateman in tonight. Arrested Development, 8:30 Sunday nights on Fox. Five, count them, five big Emmys at the last Emmys.
Strange enough.
Yeah. Coincidence? No? Yeah, it was great. Seeing Jason up there beaming.
I was beaming.
It was like he was pregnant.
Did I have a glow?
You're glowing. So beautiful. Chelsea?
Yeah?
You're 27?
Yes.
What's up?
Recently I met somebody. I have a 6-year-old daughter, and at her school, she's good friends with another girl, and the mother has recently started coming on to me, making suggestions, maybe like we should get together. And I was in a relationship with another woman about 10 years ago for about a year, and then we kind of, you know, drifted apart and we ended it. And then I met and married my husband, and I'm still married right now. And you know, I told my husband about it, and he doesn't feel that there's any problem with me going, you know, to this woman and, you know, having fun or doing whatever it is I need to do and then coming home.
Mm-hmm. All right. So hold on a second. Let's try to examine his motivation. I've got three things. One is
checked out.
Just doesn't care. Probably not, but checked out, doesn't care. Two, sort of turned on it by it, thinking he's going to weave himself into the mix at some point.
He's got a 2-year plan.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah, smart.
Wants to use it to his own benefit.
Three.
He's going to cheat himself.
Has a little cooking himself and is, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what about four? What about if he's just very confident in the relationship and like, well, you
know,
listen.
Well, and that's how he seems. He seems like, you know, because that guy doesn't exist.
No, that's fairy tale four,
yeah,
son.
Yeah.
Because I told him, I said, you know,
but another woman's no competition to him.
I know, but it will ruin the relationship unless he's in up to something.
And
if he cares about it at all, he wouldn't want to put the relationship in jeopardy.
It's sharing an intimacy, which is not great. Yes.
I, I told him that there's absolutely no way, because when I was involved before with another, the other woman, I told him, I said, there's no, you know, it, there's nothing in it for me to have, you know, a guy in there with it. If this were to happen, it would just be her and I. And he, you know, he says, you know, I'm fine with that. He goes, you know, because he knew before we got married that I had had this other relationship. And he said, you know, I don't see that there's anything wrong.
All right. Well, let's try to figure this out. We'll try to
Chelsea,
make a little more headway.
First of all, you're believing the BS. Don't believe.
What's he do for a living?
He owns his own computer firm.
Hmm.
He's up to something.
No, that's interesting. I mean, that's a weird twist. And how often do you guys have sex?
I guess like a week, maybe like twice, two or three.
All right.
Maybe, like three or four, and that's if, you know, everything is...
How does he seem with you? Motivated?
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of fun. We take vacations as a family. We're, you mm-hmm. know, we're just happy. Mm-hmm. I think what I'm ultimately...
Wait a minute. How did he do... Quiet. How did he do before you? Did he have girls before you?
Yeah, he was engaged before me, and she cheated on him with another man, and he broke off the engagement.
How old is he now?
He's 32. Yeah.
Something's not adding up.
And how long have you guys been married?
Excuse me?
How long have you guys been married?
About 7.5 years, almost 8.
Mm. Have there been any problems in the relationship?
No. You know, we fight about the same stupid stuff, you know, money or whatever, you know.
Anybody
nothing
doing?
Really.
He doesn't have a fetish? Any kind of weird fetish?
No.
Any drugs or alcohol? Anybody?
No.
Just a kid. Okay. Well, kid. Chelsea, you're presenting him as a very sane, together guy. There's a part that's sort of missing. We'd rather not chance it. This kind of stuff really destabilizes relationships.
Rarely,
and you got a kid.
Yeah, rarely, if ever, have I seen a long-term relationship survive a threesome. Particularly a committed relationship where you're trying to form a family. It just doesn't work. It doesn't work.
And by the way, you got to look at what could possibly happen. You guys could have the time of your lives. You could start making plans for the following weekend. He could get freaked out. He's going to start trying to horn in on the action. And maybe he's with the guy. I don't know. I don't think any good can come of this. And here's the deal. I don't want to be a prude, but once you have a kid, you've now lost your right to screw around and do this.
Yeah.
That's my feeling.
Yeah.
Even if you're young, even if you're progressive, even if you're whatever. You have kids, you got to focus on the kids. If you did it, you would call us in 6 months and tell us what went wrong.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes.
All right. We have a question for Jason. Kara?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yeah.
What's up?
Jason, I loved you in The Sweetest Thing.
Well, thank you. Aren't you the sweetest thing?
Wow.
See what I did there?
No script, no teleprompter. Yeah,
that's all right off the top of my head.
Yeah, it's not like Grazer or Howard fed him that one. That was his.
I've seen it like 50 times. And my
that's far too many.
I know. I'm useless. My favorite part is where you do Eternal Flame.
That was retarded. How's your love life, Kara? I appreciate what you're saying, but we're trying to help people in need tonight.
Do you have
any ailment I could help you with a song? Maybe Eternal Flame could work something out for you. Close your eyes.
That's a good song. You know what? I tell you, it's a good song.
I actually put that song, my recording of that song on my wedding CD and didn't tell anybody it was me. I did it. I put on the CD cover pseudonym Bobby Carmex. Everyone was like, who's this guy Bobby Carmex? It's this great cover of Eternal Sun or whatever it's called.
Yeah, Eternal Flame.
Yeah.
How did it sound? Did it work out?
Yeah, it was pretty gross. I let them all know later.
It's a tough one to pull off.
You're very sweet, Kara. Are you watching the new show?
Oh, that's a good question. Kara?
I'm sorry. Am I watching the new show?
Are you watching Arrested Development?
In all honesty, I watched 2 episodes.
And they didn't work for you?
Well...
Hold on. I got to go.
Not sounding good.
What happened, baby?
I love Jason in it, but I had a problem with some of the other people.
I'll get rid of who? I'll get rid of him. That Will Arnett, he's out. Oh, he flaked on us tonight. He's gone.
Hindenburg gone. I mean, he's gone.
Well, don't say their name because then that could be embarrassing for them. But you know what? Everybody's like really different on the show. All the characters are different. We try to put a little something out there for everybody. So you just focus on the character I play and hide your eyes when it changes. But we need your ratings.
Yeah.
Anything put out by Grayson Howard, I would definitely support.
All right, so please, give it a second chance, won't you?
Well, third in her case.
Give it a third chance, won't
We'd
you?
We'd appreciate it.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good where you actually
thank you for calling in, Carrie. You're very sweet.
And let me say this, and really take this in the spirit in which it's intended. You were great in The Sweetest Thing. But if you're the kind of person that saw fit to see it 50 times,
you need to call back on a more medical night.
What we call a connoisseur of comedy. You know, and 25 times, you have a doctorate in comedy. But 50, that's
Epicurean.
Too many. We'll take a quick break. Jason Bateman here tonight. We'll be right back after this. Well, many people to thank tonight, starting with the great Jason Bateman, Arrested Development. 8:30, Sunday Nights Fox. Always a delight. Thank you for coming
Thank you for having me again, you guys.
Tell Will Arnett to kiss our hairy collective ass.
Well,
and not that Drew's ass is hairy, but enough for the both of us.
All of us are all rapist.
There he is. That's what I hope is happening to him right now. So, I want to thank many people that made the show possible. I want to thank phone screener Brian and phone screener Zeke or Zach or...
Ziggy.
Don't forget the Indian.
I got to meet the man. Yeah, what a chief running bear.
Thunder Bear.
Doing a great job tonight.
And Michelle for keeping Thunder Bear happy.
Yeah, engineeress Michelle for laughing and getting coffee for Thunder Bear and being fantastic. Engineer Anderson for doing a fantabulous job on those potentiometers. And, of course, junior producer Lauren for bringing in some cookies, doing a great job. And, of course, producer Ann. So, until next time. Oh, who'd I miss?
Shannon Ryan for sticking through all the way to midnight.
Yeah, God what bless you, Shannon, and Engineer Chris. So, until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
Chief, I just a sidebar thing, Chief.
What are you, Japanese?